Hey, what's up? I'm Jason Howell, and I'm here to spend just a little bit of time with this. This is the Pebble Time smartwatch. Megan Maroney already did a full review of this watch a few episodes back, but we thought it might be kind of interesting, since I'm the Android guy around here, to compare the Pebble watch, the Pebble Time watch, to the Android Wear watch that I'm so used to using. Of course, it's kind of in a strange state right now because the watch band broke, but that won't stop this review. So I'm going to compare them side by side from the perspective of an Android user. Let's start with the looks here. Just looking at the Pebble Time, the first thing that struck me is that it feels like a toy, especially in comparison to the competition. The bezel's pretty wide. It just kind of looks like an old school retro watch that you might find in the 80s or something. Android Wear, on the other hand, has plenty of options. Some of them also look like toys, but some look pretty refined in comparison. So I suppose I'd have to kind of side with Android Wear in that regard. As for design itself, Pebble Time, you'll see on the side here, has hardware buttons. It uses a hardware button approach for navigation. There is no touchscreen interface here. And it also has a proprietary charging port on the back, though it does have a magnetic snap-in, so that's pretty nice. Android Wear, on the other hand, is fully touchscreen, and that's just how you operate it, except for this side button here that turns the screen on or off. And it also has wireless as well as wired charging port options, depending on the watch that you have. Some of those are proprietary as well. Winner here, I suppose I'd have to side with Wear, but many love the hardware approach of Pebble Time. So I think this is kind of a tie as far as which direction to go. Display. Okay, so Pebble Time display is actually pretty serviceable. It totally grew on me over extended use. I think initially when I saw it, I kind of balked at it because it's a little bit lower res, kind of feels a little pixelated at times, but it really grew on me. It has an old school retro vibe that totally works. It's color e-ink display. Might not be super sharp, but its benefits are definitely undeniable, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. Android Wear, on the other hand, has sharp display options using, well, more traditional screen technologies. It also has rounded and square display options, so you have a little bit more to choose from. Overall, Android Wear just has options, but I couldn't really pick a winner here because I actually really like both types pretty equally, so I'm going to go ahead and give it a tie. I hope that's not a cop-out. As for utility, Pebble Time is great for notification triage. Really, that's what I use a smartphone for, managing my notifications as they come through. Pebble Time also uses a timeline approach for keeping things productive, so you can go forward or backwards in time, and I kind of like that. Pebble Time also has its own app store for extending functionality with apps on the phone. You can access that through the Pebble Time app. Android Wear is also great for notification triage. That's kind of what Android Wear is all about. It also taps into Android's extended Wear capabilities, maybe a little bit further than Pebble Time does. Android Wear is purely a notification stream, and once you dismiss things from the timeline, they disappear, as opposed to Pebble Time, where they kind of live on and you can access them after the fact. And Android Wear can run apps simply by having a supported app installed on the connected phone that you have syncing through Bluetooth. So that's pretty handy. Again, here it was hard to pick a winner. I'm not sure either way, probably a tie, but for different reasons. Both are fully capable, but just kind of in different ways. So you have to kind of find out which one speaks to you. Voice actions. Pebble Time does allow for voice replies, but not full control over the device or doing other things beyond that. It doesn't tap into Google Now, that sort of thing. Whereas Android Wear is all about Google Now, and those voice actions allow you to do many, many things. I think the clear winner as far as voice control is concerned would be Android Wear. Now we get to battery, and this is a big one because the Pebble Time has, without a doubt, the best battery performance of a wearable I've ever used. It's actually pretty crazy. It's like 5 to 7 days. The first time I charged it, I went 6 whole days until I had to charge it again. I had a tough time remembering to charge it because it's, you know, the requirement isn't necessarily there on a regular basis, but the charge is very fast. And when the battery dies, it still has a watch mode, a low power watch mode that it kicks into for an extra day or so. It's really cool. Android Wear, on the other hand, has battery performance that clocks in maybe a day at most. Day performance means that you have a habit of charging it every night, so maybe that's a positive for you. And when the battery dies, it's done. So hands down, easily, Pebble Time is the winner here. And finally, price. Pebble Time comes in right around $200. For what you see right here. If you do an upgrade to the Pebble Time Steel, which is going to release anytime now, that's an extra $100 and addresses some of my complaints around design. Android Wear costs anywhere from $100 for an outdated LG G watch all the way up to like $400+. So the winner here, again, it's difficult to compare because you're talking old technology versus new technology and what kind of, you know, money you have to buy into it. I think $200 is a pretty fair price point for the Pebble Time. So pros of the Pebble Time: battery. I mean, the battery is just amazing. It's also very effective for notification triage, and hardware controls are going to appeal to some of you. Maybe not personally to me, but I know it's going to work for some people. And cons: I think it kind of looks like a toy. Again, the Pebble Steel, Pebble Time Steel is going to address that a little bit when it comes out. And then voice control, it's kind of lacking. But overall, I'm not sure I expected this, but I would have to give the Pebble Time a buy. I thought it was really cool. The majority of what I use a wearable for is around notifications, and this was perfectly suitable for that. It was totally effective, and just the extra battery life is just super impressive, and as you get used to having that, it's really hard to go back. So that is my little mini review comparison of Pebble Time versus Android Wear. My name is Jason Howell. Thank you so much for watching. You can catch me over on All About Android every week. Take care.